Hello and welcome to the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Jordan. This is our podcast where we talk about life as dads, all the hilarious chaos that goes into parenting.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Judd, how have you been?
I've been well. Do you know what? I'm great.
Amazing.
Do you know what? I feel really good. I feel very good. There's a story that I will tell one day, not for today because it will take a long time, but...
When you're old and long stories are all right.
Yeah.
Captive audience.
Yeah. Cast your mind back, I don't know, April last year, I said I was moving jobs. Mm-hmm. I am now back at the job that I left.
The OG job.
The OG job. So, yeah, there is a story. Not for now, but the last few weeks have been great. Back in my old job, feel like I'm back to being me again, all that kind of stuff.
That's good.
So yeah, I'm feeling great. How are you?
I mean, I don't know if you can tell. I don't know if my voice is as bad as it is in my head.
Is it weird if I say you sound more attractive?
No. I'll take that.
I'm enjoying
it. I'm not going to always speak like this.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm feeling pretty run down. If you're watching, I've got a...
Don't draw attention to it.
I've got to. I've got like a... What is it? It's like a spot boil on my chin. Oh, man. You know when you feel so rough where you just start getting pimples and you feel grim? That's what I've been like for the last week. Backstory is I've got a bunch of health stuff going on anyway. Work's been a bit stressful. But also, my daughter brought home like a cold, flu-y thing. And I caught it.
On your chin?
Yeah. Caught it on my chin.
Took it on the chin?
Yeah. And like, oh. I've been getting like hardly any sleep because I'm just so bunged up. I keep waking myself up coughing. I probably am as well, but
yeah, we've had that, all of us.
It's rough, isn't it?
One by one. Yeah. Didn't have any chin manifestations.
Any friends?
Do you know what this is? This is a confession.
Oh.
When I was at school, do you know when you're a teenager and you get spots? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get many, but I'd get big ones.
Yeah.
So I used to nick a bit of my sister's and my mum's makeup just to like take the redness away because they were so big and red. So I wouldn't like spend hours like
foundation.
Contouring. Hi guys, welcome back to the channel. But I'd just take a little bit of the redness away and hope that no one would ever see me.
I used to get really terrible spots like in secondary school and I always thought about using my sister's makeup but never did it.
Oh, I did it. Yeah, I did it.
I did. So... I'm a minister. I speak on a Sunday in front of quite a few people. And on Sunday, it was like glowing. And so Em was like, just get a plaster on it. I'm like, a plaster's going to draw more attention to it. And what makes it worse is Saturday night, it got really bad Saturday, but I had a bit more of a beard. And I thought, you know what? I just need to shave. That was the worst decision.
Oh, I'd have kept
there
the
was like a scab. And when I shaved, I took the scab off.
Oh.
And so, yeah, it was glowing. But you just got... It's fine.
You could have wore a helmet with a chin strap and used it as some sort of demonstration.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure if that would have been any more helpful.
So between now and the last episode we recorded and released, it's been Mother's Day. And I know that you are a gift giver. So yeah. how did Mother's Day go? What did you get, Em?
It was a bad show on my part.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no.
Like, this was the week where I was feeling so ill. I had so many meetings. Like, I don't think I've been, like, this busy ever in my life.
I will vouch, you have been very busy.
Like, so, we all have, like, stretches where you've got something on every day. Mm. I think it was, like, 14 days I had something every single day and most evenings. So it was like all just rammed, and some of it was like pre-planned stuff where I planned to do a work thing on a Saturday. That's not usual, but then I obviously work Sunday as well. But that same week I had a bunch of other urgent meetings that I had needed to do that week. And it was just like night after night, there's like, I've got this other thing, got this other thing, got this other thing. Mm. I was just so busy that it got to like the week before I'd bought a card and a gift with my daughter, and I lost them.
You had a
mare. Em doesn't know this. This will be the first time she hears this.
You lost them?
Lost them.
So have you yet found them, or
no,
are they still lost?
I have a feeling I put them in the bin by accident. I know, he's clearing stuff out.
We've all done it.
It's clearing the car out.
Not with that.
It was
specific.
In the bag, and I think that's where they've gone. Mm. So like on the Friday, I bought a little plant. I like Noah had a card for M, so just a plant for the office. That's what we settled with.
Beautiful.
I was like, okay, I need to redeem myself somehow. But
so you've been busy,
and to make it worse, like I was working over that weekend, and I was ill.
Yeah.
And so M was like, "Happy Mother's Day! I've got to go to work early, and I'm ill." So
have to do it all.
But honestly, she's such a champion. Like, very graceful. Feel next Mother's Day would be better.
Deserves a present.
Absolutely.
What was the present that you bought and lost?
It was a nicer plant. Yeah.
You lost a plant. That's impressive.
I really refrain from buying like tat.
Yeah.
Usually I buy a bunch of tat. And like my favourite person to buy tat for is Em. Because I know all the little hobbies, all the stuff that she likes. You just get so much tat. Anything Harry Potter related, yeah. Tat, I will buy it. I refrain from doing that to help the planet, sustainability.
Well, yeah, good for you.
Thought, you know, bring a bit of oxygen into a room, a bit of plant.
Yeah, and throw it in a plastic bag.
Yep. And it's a landfill.
Oh, no.
But how was your experience?
Better. Better than that. So I think I've said this before. I get really stressed out with buying stuff because I know I'm not good at it. I just feel like I'm going to let somebody down. And my dad, so Leanne said to me, she went, "Don't buy me anything." And I always buy her Costco flowers.
Nice.
Because Costco flowers are nice.
Nice.
And she went to me, "Don't buy me Costco flowers." I was like, okay. Had enough of the Costco flowers.
So when you say Costco flowers are nice, that's your opinion.
No, I think they are quite nice.
Has Leanne said that to you?
She's posted them on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
And then she posts everything on Instagram, so...
Oh, so...
Yeah,
you go. Didn't go for no, one of those fancy companies, the Bloom and whatever they are.
Bloom and Wild.
Yeah, that's the one.
I've rinsed them for quite a few years. So she said, "Don't get me anything." My dad said to me, "What have you got, Leanne?" I said, "Oh, she said, don't get her anything." And he just sighed. And he went, "How long have you been married now?" He said, "Jordan, you've got to read between the lines." I feel like I was in School of Rock. Read between the lines. And I quickly ran and got some flowers, some chocolates, some Lindors. Yep. Those balls. Do you know the ones?
Yeah.
Overrated.
100%.
Yeah. Not keen.
Not a fan of those.
But the women love them.
It's a fancier chocolate, isn't it?
I would take a Cadbury's Dairy Milk over the Lindor.
So would I.
There we go. And then made dinner on Sunday. Mother and Sunday.
Oh, lovely.
Because I'd forgotten to book somewhere. So I made dinner and it was a triumph. It
lovely.
Was made a Sunday roast and you know, normally with a Sunday roast, like something isn't quite right.
Mm.
Like maybe your chicken's nice, but your potatoes are off.
Yeah.
Everything was nice.
Ooh, lovely.
So
have you cracked your potato recipe?
Yeah. I need to write it down.
Write it down, sell it.
Yeah. Listeners, subscribe to our newsletter. We haven't got a newsletter. So yeah, we had a good Mother's Day.
Oh, I've just remembered what we actually did for Mother's Day. That whole time I completely blanked.
Oh, go on.
So on the Sunday, we went to special guest Dan's house, my brother-in-law.
Love special guest Dan.
We had a big family meal.
Nice.
Cooked beautiful roast. It was lovely.
I've just remembered something also. So Liverpool played Manchester City on Mother's Day. And my mate Big Jake texted me and said, do you want to watch the Man City game together? I said, mate, it's Mother's Day. I've got no chance. I said, I might not even get the game. Kickoff was 4:15. Leanne said to me, oh, I'm going out with my mum at 4. I'm like, get in. They were going to go to the cinema. Anyway, had a look, nothing on, didn't want to go. She said, we'll go swimming. We'll take the kids. You can come with us. I'm like, okay. But they've got, in the swimming pool they go to, they've got the like big sports bar. She went, you can go sit up in the bar and watch the game while we swim. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Like, inside.
Try to downplay it.
Oh, yeah. Played it really cool. So me and my father-in-law, we sat down, watched the Liverpool Man City game while Leanne went swimming with her mum and the kids. It was great. Everyone had a lovely time.
Oh, that is lovely.
We had a really good Mother's Day.
So do you usually like book somewhere to eat? Like, is that expected?
No. So we normally would do it with one of our mums, either my mum, Leanne's mum. But kind of had the whole thing of, and I don't know if I was late to the party realising this, but it's Leanne's Mother's Day now as well. It's not just about my mum anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Normally we do something for one of our mums.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
So it'd be like, spend the day with them or we'll all go. But it was like, actually, it's Leanne's Mother's Day. So we just did, the plan was to do just dinner with us. And then she was going out with her mum in the evening. We did something with my mum the night before. We all went round to her house for a takeaway.
Lovely.
And watched Gladiators. Yeah.
Oh, Gladiators.
I love Gladiators.
Like, we talked about this before, didn't we?
I think we talked about it on an episode that we lost.
Oh, really? The lost episode.
The lost archives.
Well, if we did, and this is the second time round, like, you know when you talk about something and you haven't really experienced it, and you're just like, oh, that's great.
Because I've been raving to you about Gladiators.
Yeah, I've now watched Gladiators.
And what do you think?
Phenomenal.
Isn't it?
Like, this was on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Again, special guest Stan's house. They put it on just to help to show me. And I've got to say, one of the cutest things is my nephew, who is 2. Like, you know, when they do the intro, all the gladiators do like their weird little intro
poses
or anything. He is copying along all of them.
Oh, nice.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
So cute. And then I was just fixated. Like, it was one of those things of, why have they not done this sooner?
There's
a reason why it was so good.
Yeah.
And I was really upset when they turned it off to focus on the children.
It's great. I went to see it live in the 90s, twice, had my big foam finger. Yeah, it's amazing. The kids love it. And it's really good Saturday night tea, and it's not on too late.
Oh, I love it. It's so good.
Yeah, we all watch it together. Luca's got his gladiator name. He's Scar, because he cracked his head open, if you remember, before Christmas. He's Scar. I actually told him a story tonight before bed about how Luca went to try out to be a contender, but they said he was too big and too strong and too fast. So they said, why don't you be a gladiator instead?
Oh, better made him feel good.
And he was like, that's a great story, Dad. So, yeah.
Was that ChatGPT?
No, so yeah, absolutely loving Gladiators. Dynamite, the gladiator, Luca said is his girlfriend.
Great.
Yep, she doesn't know that, but... Oh, she does, actually. I sent her a message.
No way.
And said, you might find this fun. It was around Valentine's. We said, who's your Valentine? He said, Dynamite.
You sent her a message on Instagram?
Said, just thought you might find this funny. My 4-year-old said his Valentine's is... She didn't reply.
I'd be so embarrassed if anyone gets hold of my Instagram DMs. It's me just asking people who are very famous, do you want to come on my podcast?
Yeah.
Blank.
It's just me messaging James Bay.
Yes. And then there's one person. It's a YouTuber that I really like. Really find, think they're funny. And I just send them GIFs all the time.
Nice.
Like all the time. It's a bit worrying. But I just, in my head, I think if I ever meet them, I think that's so funny.
That is funny.
But I never will. So we've had an opening question.
We have had an opening question. Are you going for it?
No, you can read it. It's quite long.
I was surprised, you know.
I got intimidated.
So this has come from Peter. It says, "Hi, I've got a boisterous boy, haven't we all? About to turn..." You all right?
The boisterous boy coming out.
"I've got a boisterous boy about to turn two and love listening to the pod. Just started listening recently and working my way through the back catalogue."
Whoa.
I love that term.
The discography.
Yeah, it's, we sound like old rockers. People that
it's far more lame.
People that achieved a lot back in the day. He's put, "I've nearly caught up and have a possible opening question for you. And the question is this. What nursery rhymes do you love / hate? At the end of the day or the middle of the night, I find myself counting ones like Speckled Frog and Green Bottles. Tunes. So tricky as my mind is fried and I lose track of what number I'm up to. On the other hand, I like testing myself with the animals went in 2x2. Oh, no. This is someone who is sleep deprived. This is like when you had a dancing track in by your cot. I like to test myself with the animals went in 2x2 as I can work my way continent by continent or work through the alphabet. And I'm less likely to fall asleep before my little one does. What songs are your go-tos?"
I mean, on one level, that's really impressive and really funny. On the other level, I hate all nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I enjoy them. They get stuck in my head. And like the worst phase, which I'm glad we're over, was Cocomelon. Because you go to sleep and all I could hear and all I could see was just Cocomelon constantly.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're out of that phase now. However, there is, I wouldn't say it's a nursery rhyme, but there is a brushing your teeth song, which is stuck with us, which I don't get mad when it's in my head.
Is it the Dougie one?
No, it's the one from Blippi.
I see, yeah. I've never watched Blippi, and our kids have never watched Blippi.
No, he really loves it for some reason, but only on certain days.
But basically,
I didn't know this was a thing, but they'd brush their teeth at preschool as well.
At Noah's preschool?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realise that was something that people do.
When? For what purpose?
No idea. It's like a mid-morning activity.
Just a little...
I guess they do it for the parents that forget, like me, often. On a side note, we took Noah to a dentist. Amazing teeth. Really happy.
Oh, that's
good. And it took us 3 years to actually get on the waiting list, but... We'll sidestep that. Anyway, back to the brushing your teeth song. It's like all that. There's a little bit which just goes circles, circles, circles. Just there. I'm happy.
Big hit.
And it's obviously two minutes, like 10 seconds. So you brush your teeth for the whole time.
Nice. Yeah, a little bit of contingency time.
Everything else I hate.
Add it to the back catalogue.
I wouldn't say I enjoy nursery rhymes.
No.
What about you? What's your top three?
I've got a soft spot for Wind the Bobbin Up.
Yeah, I would say I have ones that I like because of the way that my daughter sang them or likes them. Yeah. That's one of them.
Yeah, when they just start to like engage and they start to clap and...
Yeah.
Luca couldn't count to three for a very long time. So it was clap your hands together, 1, 2, 2.
Oh, that's cute.
Put your hands upon your knee.
Yeah.
Is that all right? 1, 2, 3. And then people started to introduce roly-poly. Put your hands upon your knee.
Wait, what?
Yeah, not... clap your hands together, 1, 2, 3. Put your hands upon your knee. That is the lyric for me.
Where's the roly... I'm confused. Where's the roly-poly come in?
Put your hands together, 1, 2, 3. Roly-poly, roly-poly.
No, that's not
touch
right.
Touch your knee or something. I've never entertained it.
I did once, when Noah's first learning that song, instead of saying put your hands upon your knee, I said put your hands upon your bottom.
Oh.
And she finds it hilarious even today.
Mm-hmm.
Where last week, Em takes it to the library. They were singing Nursery Time. And when it got to that point, Noah shouted, "Put your hands upon your bottom!" And apparently the teacher laughed.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah.
What else do I like? Milo loves Wheels on the Bus. We had a little phase of singing the Wheels on the Bus every night before bed. And that's lovely. How I would get her to sleep. And it became, I don't know what it was. Do you know, like someone put, like did a science experiment on rats? If you ring a bell, the rats would know. Yeah. And that became like the bell for sleep. She hears wheels on the bus, right, sleep time.
Yeah, creatures of habit. Yeah. Works.
And I, do you know what? I do like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I feel like that's it's a real mood settler.
It works.
Like wipers on the bus go swish, 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 can get a bit out of hand. That can get full body. Same with Wind the Bobbin Up. But there's no way that Twinkle, Twinkle can become a boisterous song.
Well, my nephew featured twice in this episode so far.
This is the nephew that threw the toy at Bluey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolute arm. Like, legit.
Loves it.
Yeah. He loves two songs. Two nursery rhymes.
I thought you were going to say Tupac then. Ghetto Gospel.
He loves two songs so much that whatever settings he's in, whether it's at nursery or where he goes to church or they go to somewhere where there's music, he always, at the top of his lungs, will sing either one of two songs. And it's hilarious. Either Rain, Rain, Go Away or Wheels on the Bus. Yep. And it's like, not holding back, it's Rain, Rain, Go. So like at Bluey, they started singing the Bluey songs and he just starts singing in his own song, singing Rain, Rain, Go Away.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love how like free kids are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we singing now? Great, let me sing my song.
Listen to me. I've been teaching Luca a few Liverpool chants.
Oh.
And there's a particular player that he likes, Diogo Jota. Mm. Where's the number 20? And we're at church and this little girl was singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And she sang it so lovely. And I said, oh, Grace, that's such a lovely song. And Grace's dad went, Luca, do you know any songs? And he went, oh, he wears a number 20. And just blasted out this full chant. After she had sang. Yeah, if you've got earphones on, I apologise. I have to edit that down.
I'm worried about your kids upstairs asleep.
But he did this full on
that's hilarious
chant. And then at the end, Myla from the other side of the room went, oi, oi, oi. I was so proud, but also just like, oh,
that is amazing. That is so cute.
Went from Jesus Loves Me to the Diogo Jota song.
So anyway, thank you, Peter, for your...
Yeah, we went on a tangent there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And we've had a message from international listeners. So this has come from Rachel in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. What was the accent of Washington?
I was just about to ask you that.
That's the standard American one in like...
I've just got George Bush in my head, but I don't know if he's from Washington.
Do an example. I can't picture his picture. Can't pitch his voice.
All I know of George Bush is he did that clip where he's talking about something really serious like terrorism and he's on the golf course.
Now watch this drive.
Now watch this drive. Yeah. That's the only...
That's how they all speak in Washington.
Now watch this drive. So yeah, sorry Rachel for that. Hi Jason and Jordan.
Can you read it in an accent?
Not at all. I love your podcast. I'm a mom. Oh, not a mom.
Mom.
I'm a mom with two kids, a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. Ooh. That's a 1.5 year old age gap.
Quick maths.
Yeah, man. In Washington, D.C., I listened to it while cleaning up the chaos of the day. It is equal part hilarious and inspiring. We've never been called inspiring before.
Wow.
Like, underwhelming. Keep up the great work. I have a funny story that happened earlier today. My three-year-old daughter is potty training and hasn't quite mastered wiping yet.
We've all been there.
Oh, wow. So she's just taken a big poo and I come over to help wipe. As I'm trying to do this and prevent her from running off, my 18-month-old son wanders in with his truck and starts biting me in the behind. I yell at him to stop and he responds by throwing his truck into the toilet with the poo. The worst part of this is it's the second time that he's thrown the toy into the poo today. Hilarious chaos indeed. Hope this gives you a laugh and thanks again for your wonderful podcast. That's Rachel in Washington, D.C. Now watch this drive.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Oh, man.
That's the second time in a day. Poo truck.
Yeah. Yeah, second time. I don't know if he's thrown a toy. So I don't know if it's the same truck. Maybe the first truck was sterilizing.
I don't know how other parents deal with that sort of thing of like, I'd vote to throw the thing away rather than clean the poo off.
Yeah.
And we probably wouldn't. That's wasteful, but that's
wrong. We are also potty training right now. And it has gone very well.
Very, very good.
Yeah, it's gone really well. Myla, I mentioned that we started to potty train about 6 months ago. But then it started to get cold and like we were putting leggings on her and tights.
A lot of layers.
Yeah, it's so cool. We said, you know what, let's just kind of shelf this until the new year, until it gets a bit warmer. But she's doing really well. I've just forgotten like the stress of having to remember. She walked in yesterday and she dropped something on the floor and she was looking down. So I thought she was just looking at what she dropped. Nope, she's just doing a wee.
Yep.
I'm like, right, I forgot that you have to.
Let's be on it all the time. Do you have a like porta potty?
No, we've never done that. No, we've never done it. Nah.
We bought one. I don't think I've ever used it. Well, I've not used it, but I don't think I've ever used it with Noah. Mm. I think Em might have done, but.
No, we never did the porta potty. And because I'm just worried. Well, everyone knows you're carrying just a pot of wee around.
I just tip it out straight away.
You've got to tip it out somewhere, but if you can't, say if like you're inside.
In the car.
Yeah, well, if you're in the car, you can tip it outside.
It's true.
I don't know. But, yeah.
Oh, we were stuck on the motorway the other day. I think I texted you about it.
Yeah, you did.
I can't remember where.
I think that was Mother's Day evening.
Was it? That was Mother's Day evening. That ended in quite a shock. We left quite late. You know, timed it for bedtime so no one could sleep on the way home. And then we got stuck on the M1 in traffic and she was wide awake and she needed a wee. So just little side of the road, wee. Standstill traffic.
Yeah. It's got to be done.
Had to be done.
Sometimes it's got to be done.
But it's the potty train's going well?
Potty train's going really well, yeah. So yesterday it was church. And I was on my own. Leanne and Luca were at a birthday party. And I was on stage playing. And so I thought, Myla's going to be... She's going to be with family members, but not with one of us. Mm. So I was a little bit worried, but she was fine. Completely fine. And that's the first Sunday we've been at church without, as you would say, sans nappy.
Sans nappy.
It's gone... As well as you could hope. We've had the odd accident here and there. Times where like she couldn't get onto the potty. Or the other day, we were outside playing in the garden and it started to rain a little bit. And she didn't want to sit on the potty because it was wet. So she just weed stood up and then it went into her trousers that she'd pulled down. So like, I had a few of those. No code browns as of yet.
It's so strange. You forget how much freedom you have when your child doesn't need help going to the toilet.
Yeah, or when they can hold it.
Like when they can hold it. Mm. Also, when they learn to wipe.
Yeah.
Oh my word. The freedom. Like, I forgot what that felt like.
Yeah.
Of like constantly, Like, I need a poo. Right, okay, just wait until you're finished. Like, oh, so freeing.
Yeah. Well, on that front, I've got a top tool. Top tool. Oh, the lower voice.
My
there.
Voice is going there.
I felt that.
The sub, the bass.
Sub. So what we do when it comes top to wiping, tool. We say, touch your toes.
Touch your toes.
And they just touch the toes, bum in the air. So yeah. It's not like a let me wipe or anything or come here, touch your toes. Although, the other day I said to Myla, touch your toes. And she literally just didn't look around what was around her, just headbutted the toilet. But the lid was down, so it just proper thudded and echoed, not a doof. She went, oh, my head. I'm like, keep touching your toes.
Oh, bless her. Oh, so, George, we've asked people to send us funny things that your kids have said this week.
Yeah.
We need to make that sound a bit easier to say.
Someone did suggest toddler talk, but we had a few 6-year-olds last week, or last time.
That's true.
Out of the toddler phase. So, yeah, keep your suggestions coming in.
Toddler talk also sounds like a podcast between two toddlers.
Well, we could do that. We've got the means.
I wouldn't listen to that.
I would love to. I would love to get my kids on like Secret Life of 4-year-olds.
Really?
Yeah, and just see what they say. I've got one, just following on from the potty training theme.
Hmm.
Luca came in the other day. He said, oh, Daddy, Milo's done a poo on the potty. He's been saying potty.
Potty.
Yeah, potty. I'm like,
potty, bruv.
Yeah. Yeah. The bruh is still coming. He said, oh, she's done a poo on the potty. Smells like stinky cheese. Cool. All right, let's go clean it up. Touch your toes.
Touch your toes. Oh, that's really cute.
So we've had one come in from Becky on Instagram. It says, my 16-month-old calls blueberries boobies, and I hope it never ends.
I hope it never ends too.
I hope for their sake it does end around like 10, 9, 10.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. 30 years old.
It's having a punnet of them that...
Ooh, it gets a bit sadistic that way. We've had commented saying, mummy, you big. The sass. Mummy, you big.
Savage. I want to know the context behind this. Was she just chilling? Or were they talking about who's tall, I'm bigger than you?
Or was it, were they talking about dieting and food? Or yeah. Was it a bit on the nose?
Or toddlers just come in and gone, mummy, you big.
It's so funny. We were in the car today, and on the way back from the cinema, we got, again, stuck in traffic again. And Noah just in the back just went, oh, I think it's roadworks. I think it's roadworks again.
Oh.
I just thought it was hilarious.
Yep. They know.
Yeah. This is before I'd said anything. We're just slowing down. And she was just like, nah. It's brilliant.
Luca has started to, like, copy a bit of my road rage.
No. Yeah. Do you have bad road rage?
Not bad. Like, I would never...
But you've got road...
I shout at people.
Really?
Yeah, but I'd never like throw down with someone, like get out the car and square up to someone. I think that's stupid.
Yeah, of course it is.
Like, someone came up to me once and they were like, do you know how close you were to my car? I said, but I didn't hit you. But you were close. And so you're shouting at me for something that didn't happen. Like when you think about it like that. Do you know? But he'll sit next to me and he'll go, if the person in front stops, he'll go then. They can't. And if there's a speed camera, be like, Daddy, careful, speed camera. So yeah, he's quite good. He's quite good to have on board.
He's clocking on.
So yeah, please do send us the funny things your kids have said this week and we will read out. I can't even say it. We will read out our favourite ones.
Jordan, this week. This week? Was it this week?
I don't know what you're asking.
Last week, I felt like the world's worst dad.
Oh, we've all been there.
It was not a huge deal, but I felt horrendous. Like when this happened, I was then in my head going through the scenarios in 20 years time when Noah's got counselling. Oh, I was playing those situations in my head.
Like, have you scarred her?
Basically, it was Red Nose Day at preschool. We'd got a message the day before. say, you know, bring your kids in pyjamas. And Emma'd reminded me that evening. And again, I had another, this is in the middle of the really busy time. I had a work meeting that evening, so ended really late. So I got home quite late. I was really tired. In the morning, had a lovely, lovely start to the day with Noah. She got herself dressed. Amazing. Like brushed it, like everything flawless. Usually on the way to preschool, it is a fight. Like she is in tears. She hates the whole process of going there. When I drop her off, she cries. She went in perfectly. Only when we walked actually into the place did I realise that all the staff were in their pyjamas. And honestly, my heart sank. Like, I felt so bad. And it's like, it's a 40-minute round trip.
So Noah wasn't in pyjamas.
She was in normal clothes. When else in life are you the odd one out for dressing appropriately? I felt so... Honestly, I got back in my car... I was driving home and genuinely I was thinking of the conversation that adult Noah is having with a counsellor. Oh yeah, do you know what? Maybe this is the root cause of why I'm so incessantly want to be in control of everything. Because when I was 3, my dad was so disorganised that he couldn't put me in pyjamas.
Well, you said she dressed herself.
She did, but that was my responsibility. Gosh. I felt so bad.
She's only got herself to blame.
So I called him on the way home. I had a meeting that I needed to get to. And like I said, it's a 20-minute drive to my house. And she was like, is there not like a teddy in the boot that you can go back? And I was like, I don't know. I've got to go. And M to the rescue went, do you know what? Just come home. I'll take the car. I'll go drop off a dressing gown and give her a teddy.
Oh.
So she got there and she's like, she didn't even notice. She was happy. She was really happy playing. Happy that she had a dressing gown, but she didn't even care.
Mm.
So I was just stressing out over something that I thought was going to scar her for life.
Well, you don't know. You'll find out.
You might do.
You'll find out in like 20 years.
Just because, like, you know, unorganised and just like completely slipped my mind. Yeah. Like, I remember going, you remember at school when you had like non-school uniform day?
There's always
that kid that forgot and, like, was wearing a full get-up and like, oh yeah, I just decided to wear my school uniform. Like, that must have felt really awkward.
See, this is one for our American listeners, because they don't have a uniform, do they? Unless you go to like a private school. Over here, we all wear uniform. But one day a year.
One day.
For charity, or a special day, last day of term, we could wear what we wanted.
What did they call it in your school?
Non-school uniform day.
Have you heard of the term Mufti Day?
No.
Yeah.
Mufti?
Yeah. So, in year 7, I moved schools. And moved to secondary school is a big deal. We moved from one part of the country to the other.
Someone's had you off there.
No, it's a legit thing. Came out on the letters and like it was called, I had no idea what it was. Thankfully, I used to walk to school with a bunch of people. So I was in my school uniform. They turned up at my house not wearing school uniform. And I was like, what's going on? They're like, it's Mufti Day. I'm like, what does that mean?
No, it isn't.
And I was like, I remember thinking as an 11-year-old going, why don't they just call it non-school uniform day?
So you had your uniform on?
Yeah. But they came to my house to
So you quickly muffed.
Muffed up.
Muffed up. Mufti. Right, someone needs to like tell us where this has come from.
I have no idea where the origin of that is from.
Someone please get in touch with us.
That's like central England, Northampton area.
I have never heard of that. Well, I'm central England. I'm in the Midlands.
Yeah.
I've never heard of
that. Maybe it's the Northamptonian thing.
North Ants.
Maybe.
Speaking of ants, how do bugs get to hospital?
I don't know.
Ambulance.
We watched The Bug's Life the other day.
Oh, good film.
Oh yeah.
Hopper, the bad guy.
Oh yeah. I don't remember the storyline before watching it. That's my best kind of place to watch a movie with Noah, when I can't remember what actually happens.
When it's like watching it new, but you know what's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. No, that's good. I'm trying to think. So there's the grain. They owe a debt of grain.
Yeah, they would get... And there was also that film called Ants.
Yeah.
That's very similar. But A Bug's Life was Pixar's second movie.
Ever?
Ever. After Toy Story.
Toy Story was their first.
Toy Story.
Imagine Toy Story being your first movie.
And like absolutely smashed it right out the gate.
Yeah. What's the lead guy, the protagonist?
Woody.
Called? No, in A Bug's Life.
Oh, Skip? Something beginning with an S.
There's Flick.
Flick, that's it.
No, Flick's the girl, isn't it?
No, Flick's the main person.
Is it?
Yeah, because the girl is like a princess.
Princess Flick.
No, Princess Anna or something. That's Frozen.
That's Frozen. There's the caterpillar.
Yeah.
I'm a beautiful butterfly. The German caterpillar. What's his name? Like Gunter or something. No, Heimlich. Is it Heimlich?
I don't remember the names.
It's Heim something. Heimlich. Oh, I don't know. But yeah, no, good film.
That's quality.
Yeah, Hopper's a nasty one.
I didn't remember it being that scary as well.
Oh.
So that was a moment where I realised, oh, maybe I should have watched this before showing it to my 3-year-old. Is that something that you do? Is that something that we're required to do? Like, watch movies that are a you. I generally just assume that they were...
should be a given.
They were safe. However, today, I went to the cinema with Noah.
I wanted to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Is it your first cinema trip? Or have you
No, we've done cinema before.
Okay.
Yeah, she loves it.
So it's not like a unknown...
No. But we went to see Migration.
Mm.
The film with the birds.
Yep. I've heard that it's popular. People flock to it. Sorry, I can't help myself.
It looks quite good in the trailers. That's probably one that I probably should have watched before taking her
Tom
to
and
see.
Giovanna Fletcher.
Is it?
They're the voices in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not all of the voices.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's impressive.
There's some of the
some
voices.
Some rage there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some of the voices, Tom and Giovanna.
Oh, no, I enjoyed it, but it was a bit too scary for Noah. There were some parts of it where, like, so I got a text just now from Em saying she's still talking about, I don't want to put spoilers in there, but she still wanted to make sure that the birds were okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And well, for context, it's nearly 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Parenting failed there.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can't beak it. Sorry.
How long have you been sitting on that?
Right, it just comes to my head. Maybe I should sit on them and then. So yeah, you do cinema. So we did cinema once, a couple of years ago. We've not tried it since. We sat through the adverts.
Oh, that's.
And by the time the film started,
it is really long. And to make it worse, we sat through the adverts, and then they had like a surprise short at the beginning.
Oh yeah,
it was like Minions because it's from the same studio that made the film.
Illumination.
Yeah, that was a real bad decision. Don't do that in a kids' movie.
Yeah.
Already been sat there for 20 minutes, and then you want us to sit there for another 10 minutes before the movie starts?
Mm.
Nearly lost our captive audience there.
Yeah, you've just got to cut to the chase. Get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. If you're listening, DreamWorks.
If you want my opinion, there it is.
Because we know that you do. So changing gear quite a bit. Just as a little warning for people, we're going to revisit the miscarriage topic that we mentioned a few episodes ago. So on the back of the episode where you said that you and Em had experienced the miscarriage, we had a message from someone who has asked to remain anonymous. And they said that last episode brought a tear. Sorry for the loss, and I hope you and the family are all okay. It's important to talk about this for sure. Looking back to my 17-year-old self, naive, young and carefree, my partner at the time had a 1-year-old. And we were on the rocks for a little bit. Unknowing to the two of us, she was pregnant and found out at approximately 12 weeks that she had miscarried.
Oh, wow.
Cue a spiral of depression, which at the time I didn't realise until I looked back at how I was. I never spoke to anyone about it, and it's very clear that I should have. Even though there were no attachment, etc., because we found out on that day, but had I had spoken to someone about it, I probably would have had a happier time. Anyway, it was a blessing in disguise, as horrible as that may seem, because it made me the man I am today. I'm glad this topic came up. I'm just sorry about how it happened.
Hmm. Oh, thank you for your message. It's such a difficult one, because any difficult experience and any sort of loss, is you wouldn't wish upon anyone.
Mm.
But then just as they've said, on the other side of it, you do gain a lot of perspective. I think as we had Lisa on the podcast who lost her husband, Simon, And she said, you live two lives, the one this side of loss and the one after loss. And it's like any sort of difficult situation, you gain new perspective, whether it's like empathy, like a new way that you can relate to other people's struggles.
Yeah.
Or you just begin to question things in your own life of going, actually, like, am I doing really what I want to do? Like, is this what I want to do with my life or my time? And those things, finding the good in those situations doesn't relate to what's happened, but more actually the introspectiveness.
Yeah.
Is quite important. And like I've been doing like group counseling on the back of our experience, and like I've had a bunch of stuff going on anyway, and with my job I have like regular counseling anyway, but since like the last couple of months, like been through to the NHS, and like at the moment, like it is really hard. Like if you tell your GP that you're struggling, you need help, there's like a 3-week waiting list before they even actually talk to you.
Yeah.
And then they recommend you counselling, and there's like another 3-week waiting. And like all these little things that you have to jump through. And then there's a 4-week waiting list for the course, just for group therapy. And then there's like a 12-week waiting list for one-to-one counselling. And it's like, it's one of those things that, like, if you've got stuff that's going on in your life and you know you could really benefit from talking to somebody, there are a few free services out there where you can skip all of those.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have to go through the GP, if that's not, like if you don't need it on your record or anything, there's a bunch of free services that offer all of those, like listening ears, like the Samaritans being one, but then also actual programs of like therapists and counselors who do like sessions for free or really little money. Mm. It's one of those things that, again, like hindsight is 2020. Like, get yourself booked into one, like talk to somebody, because a lot of the time we think that like these things will heal by themselves.
Yeah.
When the reality is that, and unless you start to deal with them, you can't actually begin to heal from them. And so when we talk about it, like I've had loads of people talk to me about their experience with miscarriages, and a lot of the time as well, it'll be guys specifically saying, do you know what, I didn't talk to anyone and it took me so long to process. And like just talking to people helps not expedite that process, but it does bring healing a lot quicker.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a long time, but it's just one of those things that like, if you're in that place, and it doesn't have to be like a dramatic, you could just be really struggling. Just, It's one of those things that don't wait for hindsight to be like, oh yeah, I should have talked to somebody.
Yeah. Because that's what they wrote in the message. Said, cure spiral of depression, which at the time I didn't realize until I looked back until how I was.
Mm.
So it kind of was that hindsight 2020 sort of thing.
It is tough. But then as well, like there's the element of like part of life is just hard. Like, but you're not the only person to go through it. Lots of people have really hard lives. And I think that's the thing. As soon as you think you're in isolation, the struggle gets 10 times worse.
Yeah.
I appreciate that person reaching out. And like, it's one of those things that I don't think you can fully process quickly. Like we're only 3 months from that. And like, again, ours wasn't as severe as many other people. But like learning to see, not necessarily the good in the situation, but the good that it's caused me to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite important.
Yeah. Other thing that struck me about that message, 17.
Yeah, that'll make you grow up quick.
Yeah. That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's heavy at any age, but 17.
Yeah.
Dear me. I can't even think of what I was doing at 17. I genuinely think like the biggest thing in my life at 17 was passing my driving test.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, you're buying a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be it. Never mind dealing with anything that big. So yeah, thank you. Thank you for the message. That was, yeah, really honest message. Thank you for that. And if you do want to get in touch with us, you can do at Parenting Tools Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, please do send us a message. Send us your funny stories and funny things that your kids say.
Back next week?
I think so.
I think so. See you soon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.